It's going to be a challenge for many public school districts in the state to welcome all students back into the classroom at the same time this fall. The state issued new guidance yesterday about how schools must ensure the safety of students on buses and in school buildings. Among them, keeping one student to each bench on a bus and looking for ways to increase outside air in school buildings. WBUR's Kerry Young joins us now to talk about these new rules and what districts are saying in response. Hi, Kerry.
Good morning.
So tell us what has to happen inside school buses and in buildings to try and prevent the spread of coronavirus under these guidelines.
Well, one of the big recommendations for buildings, at least, has to do with air circulation. So the state is recommending that schools do things like replace and upgrade their air filters more often, and then running their HVAC systems for longer just to clear the systems out. And we also saw in the original guidelines, if you'll remember, that schools should aim for that 3 feet between students. So to make room for that, the Department of Education in some of this new guidance this week is suggesting that schools move out extra furniture to storage, or consider using other municipal space for class space. Then with transportation, the state is recommending that buses only put one student per bench and give them assigned seats, depending on where their houses are on the route.
So how realistic is that for school districts?
Well, more and more districts are coming out to say this is not very realistic. If we look at the bus capacities under these guidelines, that cuts the number of kids that they can take by half to two-thirds in some cases. In Boston, bus capacity was one of the big reasons that district officials are saying that they'll be pouring most of their energy into their hybrid and 100% remote learning model plans that they'll be submitting to the state. Here's District Senior Advisor Tammy Poost during a school committee meeting this week.
Because it's not really possible for us at the Boston Public Schools to have school reopen with all of our students in our school buildings on day one. Why? Because we can only put 50% of the number of students on our buses that we did in the past.
Poost says that to be able to get everyone to class under these guidelines, Boston would need an additional 741 vehicles. Worcester officials have also come out with similar concerns. Typically, about 13,000 students take the bus there every day, and a school committee member, Tracy O'Connell Novick, says most of them don't have access to a family car, so bus access is really important.
It's essentially creating further inequities in an educational system that's already got far too many of them.
Novick also told me that reading through these new guidelines on facilities and transportation actually reaffirms that district's plans to focus more energy on their hybrid and remote models than trying to find ways to really make this in-person learning work or 100% in-person learning.
But, Kerry, State Education Commissioner Jeff Riley has asked schools to prioritize in-person learning. Tell us more about that.
Well, he has pointed out and still holds that students rely on schools for a lot. You know, everything from food access to special education services, sometimes even medical care with school nurses. In June, the American Academy of Pediatrics in Massachusetts did come out in support of the state in this encouragement to, you know, really try to come back to that 100% in-person learning. And they said that emerging research at the time did suggest that kids don't catch COVID as often. And if they do, it's not as severe. But new research has since emerged after that. And it shows that older children do appear just as likely as adults to transmit the virus. WBUR spoke with Commissioner Riley before this new guidance came out this week. But here's what he says about why he's hoping to see as much in-person learning as possible.
Remote learning has its challenges. I don't think anyone believes that remote learning is as robust as in-person instruction. We saw that this spring, and while we can clearly get better at it, we also recognize that it's really challenging to teach younger kids to learn to read, for example, remotely.
Now, Riley says that the state is looking at the data and what the medical and public health community feel is best for kids, particularly as transmission rates have held steady here in Massachusetts.
And of course, we don't know yet, Kerry, what all school districts are going to do this fall in Massachusetts because they're not required to submit those